Welcome to Life with Beth and Court, where life is always interesting.
We sold everything to live on the road full time,
despite having zero experience.
Now we bring you lessons, laughs, and stories from the road.
Buckle in for an entertaining ride. Welcome back to another episode of Life with Beth and Court. I'm Beth.
I'm Court.
And today, we're talking about community on the road.
Friendship.
That sounds so kumbaya. Also,
it
when
kind
I was,
of is,
when I was
awesome.
In middle school, we had this song called The Circle, I think.
What?
Yeah, and we would sing it. It's all coming back to me right now in
I'm
this
gonna
moment.
I'm going to need you to share that immediately.
I really wish I could remember. If there's anyone from Concord Academy that has somehow found this, please tell me the lyrics to The Circle.
Was it like The Ring? Like you're marked for death after you sing it?
No, it was like this song about friendship that we would sing at the end of like productions and stuff.
Speaking of weird songs that are a little demented, did you know that Ring Around the Rosie was actually about the bubonic plague?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Did I teach you that though?
No.
I feel like I taught you
I'm pretty sure I told you that first, yeah. But it was definitely the rosy cheeks was because they had a fever. Ashes, ashes, we
and
all fall down.
Pocket full of posies was like...
To keep it away.
No, it wasn't to keep it away. It was like to keep the smell of them dying away.
Yeah, it's pretty morbid.
Super morbid.
There's also a lot of super gross...
London Bridge, we all fall down.
Or like, oh wait, what about that one?
I don't know if London Bridge actually fell down, but I think it did. Okay, there's a TikTok account... that this woman, she literally, her entire account is just like singing fun songs from childhood.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then her alter ego version of herself being like, you really like singing that song, don't you? And she'll be like, yeah, why? And she's like, do you know what it's about? And then she sheds like a single tear. Anyway.
That account is very fascinating, actually.
It's kind of intense, though. Like, if I'm not ready, I just scroll past it.
Yeah. 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 Okay. So, anyway, we are talking about community on the road today because this is something that a lot of people are curious about.
Yeah. We get asked this frequently.
And even if you're not talking about it on the road, there's a lot of times that it actually is just hard to make friends as an adult.
It's so hard to make
friends. It's so awkward.
And we will give an example of the opposite of this. We did a cookie decorating party for Christmas Eve, and we had some RV families over because we made some friends, and they had kids, and there were like 5 or 6 kids there. Some of them had met each other like once when we all got together for a bonfire.
Yeah, like 2 weeks
like 2 weeks earlier. Yeah, and then some had not met at all. And I kid you not, when they showed up, maybe we just set the vibe. Like, maybe it was so fun.
No, it was definitely the kids.
Yeah. And they were like, oh my gosh. And they were hugging each other.
They
and
had
like,
presents for each
they
other.
They had presents for each other. They were hanging out, talking about what kind of books they like. They were drawing on the cookies.
One of my favorite conversations I overheard between 2 9-year-olds. Well, I think it was an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old.
Uh-huh.
One of them goes, yeah, I really like to journal, but it's just so hard to find the time to write these days. And I was like, oh my gosh, where are we? And the other one was like, yeah, I know. And I was like, you do? What the hell?
Yeah, some of them have very old souls. And I'm like, I think they're more mature than I am.
Definitely.
But the point is, like, as kids, you just come together. It's fun. You talk about what you like. And it gets a little more complicated when you're an adult. I don't know. I kind of like to think that's how we portray ourselves. We're like, hey, we're Beth and Court. We like tacos and gifts. Do you want to hang out?
Kind of. Yeah. But you have to find the people to ask that to first, because if someone's just walking their dog around the campground and you're overzealous, they're going to be like, no, you stay at your fire pit.
I would be so impressed if someone came up to me and said that at the campground. I would probably take them up on it.
I definitely don't think you would, because I think that's actually happened to us.
Anyway, let's move on. So one of the questions we get is, how do you make friends on the road? And it was really interesting because I hadn't thought about it until they asked. And I was like, how do we make friends on the road? So I will say, I'll preface this with, we started RVing in the middle of the pandemic. Like, not the middle, I guess the beginning, honestly.
August 2020.
Yeah. Yeah. So beginning-ish. So our first year on the road was isolation. Like, we didn't see people. We saw some family members and took some precautions, but other than that, like, everyone was in lockdown, right? So we just now are getting to experience real life human friendship.
Yeah. And then that first year, it wasn't even just like you weren't seeing friends. It was like legit. There would be sometimes you'd check into a campground and check out a week later and never have seen a staff member.
Oh yeah. They would say, come in the office, and they put your shit outside.
They'd put your packets on a board and they're like, let us know if shit goes wrong. But other than that, like, And a lot of them would require that you had working facilities. So that means you can shower and use the bathroom in your own rig because they were not opening the stalls from the campground.
So that was like how it started. But then when we started this lifestyle and we started using the hashtag RV life or RV living on Instagram, that's really where we started to like follow other people, and people would follow us back. And so when people ask, like, how did you end up meeting real friends in person? The biggest way, honestly, was from Instagram, because we had all been talking for so long, and now you have a SharePoint, right? So Pat Flynn in his book Superfans talks about how a deeper connection is made when you find something that you bond over. And literally, we're all doing this lifestyle, and it's a very unique lifestyle that not everyone understands. So when you're like talking about it and you're like, yeah, we RV too, it's like this instant thing of like, oh, so you know, know what's going on. And our first hangout was actually because we were staying at Palm Springs Thousand Trails, and someone who followed us on Instagram walked by our campsite. They were at the same campground, and they saw our Life with Beth and Court sign that we usually put out.
And Maxwell and Sam saw.
And the skeleton dog and the skeleton cat. And as her child would describe it, they said, yeah, mom just started acting crazy and like screaming.
She freaked out.
And said, oh my God, that's Life with Beth and Court. And the kids were like, what is happening? And so not only were they there, but there was another friend that I had talked to for like 7 months, and she was in the same campground with her kids. And so then we had another friend who was like, I think 30 minutes away. And honestly, they all like found us. Like, they saw we were coming to Cali, and they're like, where in Cali are you? And we don't share our location publicly because it's a safety thing for us until after we leave. So of course, I like DM them because I knew them well enough. I was like, this is where we're at. And they're like, oh, my God. And so that was our first hangout. What month was that?
That was December. It was December, because we spent November. We spent Thanksgiving, which is the end of November. We spent in Bisbee, Arizona.
Oh, God. We've only had friends for 2 months.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Yeah.
I know. And we've already seen them like 4 times.
Yeah. And so that, to answer that question, like, that is the biggest way. And then we met people at the campground that we were also on Instagram. Like, they would follow you and be like, hey, we're 3 doors down. Like, do you want to hang out? So it's this crazy thing in a world where like social media can be really awful and like stressful and just not healthy for people, that it really became a connection source for us, that we got to build these relationships virtually. And that way, when you met them, at least for me, you're not on Instagram, but when I met,
I'm not on Instagram, but I like humans. Yeah. So,
but when I met these people, I had talked to them for months. I felt like I knew them.
Yeah,
I did know them.
Well, one thing too, just to give you guys an idea, like if you're not out on the road, one thing that's different is that like having your handle on your rig is definitely a thing. Like if people have accounts online, and it doesn't even have to be, it's not like they have to be, you know, these big influencers or trying to make a living off of it. It's just if anyone has a handle or an account where they chronicle their travels or they write about it or, you know, just anything RV with us related, they typically will have a decal somewhere on their rig or their truck. And so that's how you end up following people who are in the same. We've done that several times. Every time we go get to a new campground, we'll go on a walk and we'll kind of feel out the campground. And whenever we see a rig that has a handle on it,
we look them up. We're like, look them up. What they're about.
And if they seem cool, we follow them. And then they look and see us and choose to follow back.
Like peeking in each other's windows, but not actually.
It's like the children who just walk up to each other on a playground. And they're like, hi.
Hi.
Yeah. And then, so that actually, I know it seems weird, but that is actually
the norm.
Yeah, it's like a norm in campgrounds is to see, I don't know, what would you say, like at any given campground, maybe not this one because we're in the middle of nowhere, but like at any given campground, a big campground, you could see,
I'd say 10.
Like 10 different accounts.
Yeah. Yeah. At least.
Even in the niche of people living in an RV full time, there's still a whole slew of demographics, right? Mm-hmm. There's all these, there's different age groups. There's people who are into different hobbies, this
have
and that.
Kids, some have kids, pets,
some have pets, yeah. Whatever. So there's all these different micro niches within the niche of, do you live in your RV full time? Because you have the ability to search each other out online.
It's like
you,
a dating app. Yeah. Like these are the requirements.
Right. Like you don't have to spend a night around the fire to figure out whether you think you're going to like them or not. Like you can kind of just say hi online first.
Yeah. And honestly, like that's a fraction of it. It also goes the other way that you have no idea who you're meeting. That brings us to our next point. Another way you make friends on the road is neighbors. Like
yeah.
you, when you're staying at a campground, you are very close most times to your
real,
neighbors.
Real close.
Yeah. And so like it is fun to be able to look ahead of time and like see if there's common interests and if you guys would get along. But sometimes the most fun friendships yeah. happen by just meeting random people on the road. And a great example of that is someone we just met in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Anna, she is now our new BFF. She has a postcard stand out by the road because she paints postcards by hand and then she gives them out for free. So I took a lot of them and then I admitted to her that I took a lot of them and she was like, that's okay. Like they're for taking. And that, like that second she took us in her rig and gave us a full tour and we were talking about like hacks for the RV and then we ended up having dinner with her a couple of times and we exchanged yeah. gifts. Like, and Anna's 60, is she 66? She yep. said 66. Yeah. yeah. And like, that's not someone you would pre-screen. Like you just met her and the energy connected and it clicked and it ended up being this really cool friendship that we had very meaningful conversation and yeah. we would walk over to her place. She would stop by our place.
Yeah. And that also happened in Colorado for a minute too, when we met neighbor, no, South Dakota.
When I was I don't remember anyone in Colorado.
No, when we met neighbors in South Dakota and ended up accidentally talking to them for hours.
Don and Don?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that South Dakota?
I think so, because they talked about the mammoth dig and we told them to go to the Badlands.
Yeah. Who
else? So they were doing there? They were doing laundry and I was just sitting at the fire pit by the laundry and they're like, do you mind if we sit here? And I was like, no, go for it. And then we just ended up talking and talking while their laundry, I mean, you know, 3 hours later and we're still friends with them online.
Yeah. I love them. And then there's also, oh, I can't remember their names. I'm so
sorry.
That's
a terrible way to start out.
I know. It's not personal. I'm so bad with names. Where they drove by us in Presho, South Dakota.
Oh, Scott?
Yes. Scott, yeah. Scott Garrison. Yes. And his wife. They drove by.
We were in the middle of nowhere.
Nowhere. Like fucking middle of nowhere. Like maybe 10 sites total and maybe five people there. Yes. And we were like doing something outside and this truck like slowed down and rolled up and put their window down. And I was like, what's about to happen? And I think I had my shirt off. I think I was
yeah,
like,
she was sunning.
I was sunning. And I was like, hey, this is my belly. Why are you stopping here? And he was like, Beth and Court, right? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I'm Scott Garrison. And it immediately clicked. Like they had been following us for I don't know how long. And we had never been at the same campsite. They found us through like a hashtag or on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
And they were so fun and yep. so awesome. And honestly, I would say a lot of the good friendships we've made friends with people our age.
Yeah.
But mostly older. Yeah.
Yeah. They were super sweet. And they invited us to dinner and we were only there for like a day.
Yeah.
We were passing through, but
we
yeah.
were so tired. That was like the slowdown phase, the pre-slowdown phase.
Well, no, that was the middle of the sprint because we were only in South Dakota and we had to get to Arizona. So
I
we
was
were
already
still,
tired yeah. in South Dakota.
Well, that explains why we wanted to sleep for 2 months straight when we got to Arizona.
Yeah.
But so yeah, they were wonderful. And then, you know, some of it is because of our accounts online. We met some TikTok followers in Colorado.
Oh yeah.
They were awesome. They were so fun.
So fun.
Joy and Kathy.
Yes.
Joy made a joke on the platform as we were waiting to get on the train or the
it was the cog railway.
Yeah, the cog railway.
To take us up to the top of the mountain.
Yeah, to take us to the top of the mountain. And I had the big camera set up with the microphones on top and all of that. And she was behind me and she was like Is that going on TikTok? And I thought she was just making a joke because, I don't know, cameras and TikTok. And I was like, no, this is for YouTube. But if you see the phones come out, that's TikTok. So I was just like, thought it was just a friendly whatever. And then her friend said, no, like she legit follows you on TikTok. Like, and we were just, like, wait, what?
She just pulled up her account to show me that's who was standing in front.
Yeah. And so she turned her phone around and she had our videos up and we were like, no shit. And so we ended up having a really good time with them. There's actually a YouTube video where we went through all of the
Mineral Springs
yeah. with them. So anyway, some of it does have to do with the accounts we have online and the amount of posting and the hashtags and this and that.
And I think when you put your sign out front or you have a decal, it's almost like you're giving permission.
Yeah.
So like, you know, if you see someone with a sign out, you're basically saying like, yeah, we know you're going to scope us out. Like, yeah. And that's fine. That's why it's there.
Yeah. And to be completely honest, sometimes our sign doesn't come out of the back of our truck because we are just not open for business. Because again, like, I guess we emphasize this a lot, but it's so, so true. Like, you have to realize, like, this is our life. It's not a vacation. Yeah. It's not a business trip. This is our life. So, yes, there are some times where the sign doesn't come out and we are not open for bonfires. And that is totally okay.
And I think the other important thing that you were starting to touch on, like, with the sprint and that this is our lifestyle, is it's okay to say no to people.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think that makes people feel really bad. Like, it's okay if your neighbor's like, yeah, we should get together. You have every right to say like, yeah, let me look at my schedule and see if I can figure something out. Or you have every right to say, oh, we're actually like really bogged down this week.
Or booked,
yeah. We need to take a rest. And like, everyone... Okay, 99% of people at the campgrounds we've been at would totally like accept that.
Yeah, because I mean, you think about it, if you're meeting new people at every single site you're at, that's a lot of people who are like, hey, we should have a fire together. We should, you know, meet up. We should hang out. And it's like, yeah, it's fun to meet new people. But at some point, we also want to keep up with the relationships we already have.
Yeah. And I guess like the other part of that as well, because one other thing, two other things, but the other thing about family and friends. So like when you start this lifestyle, part of it is going to be like, okay, so we're a couple. So you had friends before I met you and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So there are friends like that you haven't seen in a long time. And it's my first time meeting them too. And so it is really exciting to be like, oh, we should hang out with so-and-so and like, this will be fun. And again, like as much as the intention is there, sometimes shit happens and you just have to say like, man, I really want to get together, yeah. But like, I am slammed this week. Maybe next time we come around.
Yeah. Or they're not in town or
they're tired too.
Yeah. Or the weekend you're swinging through their state, they had other plans. And it's like, well, we don't expect our friends to rearrange their lives because, you know, our travel schedules don't line up. And we miss some friends along the way that we were super bummed we didn't get to see and for you to meet in real life. But that's just kind of the way it goes. But the beautiful thing is, we are still
moving
all
the time.
So it's not like a one and done, like, oh man, that's the only time we're going to be in your state, you know? So anyway, it's just a mentality shift of like, you don't have to fit it all in.
Yeah. And I think people have a hard time and they feel guilty about that because part of this lifestyle, there is like this energy that other people have for you. Like, oh my God, you're coming to my state and like you have to do all these things.
Yeah.
And we love getting recommendations.
Yeah.
Love, love, love. But like when we have 20 recommendations for one spot, like first of all, money, some of that we can't keep up with. And like, we're still balancing this lifestyle that we're still working.
We had like a legit spreadsheet for Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
We had 55 recommendations.
Yeah. And so like, just know if you're on the receiving end of that, if someone says no to you, it's not because they don't want to see you. It's not because they don't want to go do what you're suggesting. Like sometimes there's just a capacity window like you would have back home.
And I'm going to be real honest. Sometimes I love being in the middle of nowhere with nothing to do, like where we are right now.
Yeah. Like yesterday was Sunday. And that was the first time in I don't know how long that we did nothing. We sat outside.
Felt amazing.
We had a morning fire, an afternoon fire.
The weather was perfect.
Nighttime fire. We read a book. We laid on cots and we were like, damn, we need to incorporate this more. Like we need to just like, I think the weekends are the only time that we're not always working full time. And then sometimes you're working on Life with Beth and Court, and sometimes I am. And so, like, if it comes down to us needing to take a beat for a second and, like, recharge, or, like, meeting up with someone, sometimes the self-care is going to win. And that doesn't mean we don't love you.
Well, and also, I feel like when I'm in the middle of nowhere, it forces me to do nothing. Because if I'm in the middle of Commerce and there's a Home Depot nearby and I know that we needed new curtains put up, like, yeah, it feels like you're obligated to, you know, because you have access to it, to go do it. And mm-hmm. so
get
I
get it all done while you're not working.
Yeah. And so the last several weeks when we were in Palm Springs, I did do projects on the weekend because I was like, well, I don't know if the next stop is going to have a Home Depot. And turns out it doesn't. But, like, so sometimes it does very much so feel good to get to a place that actually forces you to just, like, calm down and have time for yourself and not always be focused on community.
Yeah, totally agree. So the last way that you can make new friends is by membership networks.
True.
So we are a part of Thousand Trails, Passport America, KOA, Good Sam, Good Sam, pretty much all the big ones. And that is a really great way to meet new friends, because especially with Thousand Trails, when we referenced those friends earlier, if you're in the same area, you're all rotating through the same,
yeah,
same group of campgrounds. And for us, there's no nightly fee. And that's what a lot of the other people in the network are doing. So it's really funny because the friends we've made, we now just send each other a screenshot of our itineraries. So, like, after Christmas, we were like, okay, where's everyone going? When are you going to be back here? And it's really fun because you know at some point you're going to overlap if you're wintering, especially in a certain area.
It's also super helpful because if they're in the same network of campgrounds as you, then we've asked them, like, hey, yeah, we were looking at this campground. Like, what do you guys think? And they're like, oh, no, don't go to that one. There's no cell service, even though they mm-hmm. say there is. Like, they give you tips on the exact campgrounds that you'll be going to.
That's true.
And one other thing I thought you were going to say was, as far as memberships, there's, like, escapees, escapers, mm-hmm. where they have, like, actual groups. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's not like a network that you know, everything that you just listed are campground networks, like where you mm-hmm. get savings in some way for staying in this certain network of campgrounds.
Yeah, because I want to save money and make friends, right, baby.
Right. But there also are just these groups that plan meetups, and then you go to the meetups and you meet, like, hundreds of people who are in these groups, and then you form the friendships and you can carry them on throughout the year in between the major events. But so there are those options. We're not part of any of those.
Why aren't we?
I don't know. It sounds really exhausting to me, to be completely honest.
Like extroverting that hard?
Yeah, it's like extroverting, but, like, extroverting times 1,000.
Yeah. And I would take that even a step further, because escapers and escapees was, like, the big one we knew about.
Yeah.
But ever since, like, meeting other people, we've learned about, there's, like, an RV group of women that Anna told us about in Quartzsite. Like, they meet up,
yeah,
and I forget what they do together. She told us, but it's, like, a really big group of women, and it's just women who RV, like, yeah, no men. No, yeah, boys allowed.
No boys allowed.
And then Travis told us about, like, a schoolie convention that, yeah, was, like, a really big deal.
There's all these, like, subsets.
Yeah, there's Balloon Fest in New Mexico. So it's kind of cool because as you go through this cycle, like, when you first start, you're sprinting and then you slow down because you're exhausted and then you find the balance. I imagine the recycling arrows that just, like, go in a circle. But as you, like, find the different stages of RV life, because there are different stages, you start to learn more and more about community, and you can pick and choose what you want to go to, but you start to see, like, I really wanted to go to Balloon Fiesta. Well, I didn't really know what it was. But then I found out, like, right after we left, we missed it. And I was like, damn it.
Your face that just accompanied that was perfect.
And so now I know, like, we missed it and it looks really cool. And then I connected with a new RVer that I found, or she found me. And I was like, you know, are you going next year? Like, where's there another one? So really, like, yes, there's campground memberships. Then there's actual, like, clubs, I would call them. And then, yes, there's events. So there's, yes, lots of ways to make new friends. And we are so excited that we're finally getting to dip into that territory. And we are ambiverts. So sometimes we like to be social. Sometimes we like to be in the middle of nowhere. But again, this, I feel like people in this lifestyle are so understanding of that because they feel it too.
Yeah. So hopefully that answers your questions about how you make and keep community on the road.
And gives you some insight as well as to what it's like.
That's all for this time. Thanks for joining us. And we would love it if you would come join us over on social, on Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube. And if you're looking for RV-specific tips and tricks, head over to lifewithbethancourt.com where we have lots of blog articles. We also have a two-week email sequence that will take you through what we think are the essentials as you consider or get started in this lifestyle. So until next time, friends, keep building your best life.
Bye, guys.